Hello everyone. Today I'll be talking about the fear of failure as your fuel. I'm sure you have a handful of fears, or at least one thing that you are scared of. As for me, I am scared of ghosts, dark places, and zombies. I mean, of course, zombies. I am the last person who would suggest watching horror movies, scary movies. I wouldn't even dare watch any scary movie all by myself. You can imagine scaring yourself to death all by yourself without anyone knowing. You wouldn't see me doing that. Although if forced to watch a scary movie with my friends, I have my own tactics on how to prepare myself for getting scared. I mean, come on. Everyone does that. I know you have some too. You can actually share them with me after listening to this podcast or reading this blog. You can actually share them with me. Go head to the comment section and write down all those tactics. It will actually help me. Next time I'll be watching horror movies with my friends. I'll really appreciate it if you can share some tactics. Well, anyways, I can't deny that every time I watch horror movies, although I feel scared, horror movies that I believe I can survive from, I feel a bit excited. Yeah? It excites me. The thrill can be fun. So the scarier the movie is, the more excited I get after watching it. But wait, this is not me saying that my friends can now ask me to watch scary movies with them. Okay? My friends, I still get scared as hell. This kind of thrill, this excitement, is actually familiar to me. And I'm pretty sure this excitement or whatever feeling you call it after watching a scary movie is also familiar with you. The moment I started my own career outside the walls of the corporate world, I didn't realize that I'd be going through a lot of failures. I failed miserably, my friends, a lot of times. Failures are scary. They can be devastating and even crippling. But, despite all that, if there's one thing I will tell my 5-year-old self, it would be to not get scared of failures. To not get scared of failing. But just like convincing myself that horror movies or scary movies are not real, and then that they cannot kill you or actually get you, or they're not hiding, those creatures are not hiding under your bed. Well, I'm not sure if my old self, or the old me, would even listen to me. He might go say, "Come on, why are you kidding, right?" Anyways, failures should not be avoided, my friends, or even dreaded. Failures are not monsters. In fact, rather than thinking of them as monsters, they are your tough teachers back in college. Think of them that way. Okay, well, bad analogy. I don't think that analogy is helping at all. Anyways, here's what I realize. I realize that all the past failures, and I'm pretty sure there will be more in the future, are actually my fuel at pit stops. Every time I take a pause, every time I fail, every time I reassess myself because I failed along the way, those failures are not actually something that I should be scared of or worried about. They're actually helping me. And I'm sure you have realized that too. Or if not, then you should realize it. You must realize it that way. It will help you. And after this realization, I now look at failures in this perspective. Now that I look at it that way, fear should be the last thing that I think of failures. I'm not saying I don't get scared or I don't worry when I fail. Don't get me wrong. Failures still suck. Of course, I would still feel bad and sad every time I fail. Every time I lose a client. Every time my proposal didn't go well. Every time I didn't get a client. Or every time my strategies or tactics didn't work as planned. But the difference is, this time, every time I fail, I will now remind myself that life is being unfair to me just because I failed. On the contrary, life is actually helping me suck it in and be better. For me, that feels better. Don't you think? That feels better, right? This is what I will tell you, my friends. You will fail. I'm sure of that. You might even fail more than you think you will. But failing is something you shouldn't be scared of. In fact, consider yourself lucky. Consider yourself lucky to be given the chance to learn from one of life's best teacher. Yeah, toughest teacher, rudest teacher, unforgiving teacher, but nonetheless, best teacher you would want to have along the way or beside you. Well, how about you? Did you experience failures recently? Lost a client? Lost a project? Didn't score well during the exams? Are you feeling down because of them? If you do, then what are your thoughts? I mean, how do you consider failures? What do you want to do right now? Do you have any questions? Do you have any realizations? I would appreciate it if you can share it with me, my friends. It will not only help me understand failure more, but our readers, if there will be readers and listeners to this podcast, might learn from you, might learn from what you learned from life's best teacher, failure. That's it for me. I'm out of here. Till next time, thank you for listening and thank you for reading the post. And I hope that you picked up a thing or two that will help you be better in terms of facing failure. Be better in being you. Thank you, my friends. Goodbye.